free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome back to the In Hope Podcast, where every Monday and every day during this Advent season, we've been dropping new episodes to help strengthen unity in the body of Christ. And we wanted to walk through some of scripture leading up to and even shortly after the birth of Christ. And we've been talking about things around faith, ministry, and leadership, taking quick takeaways on how we can strengthen unity in the body of Christ. And so we're looking at Daniel chapter 2 today. We just left 2 Samuel, where God was saying that someone from the line of David would have a throne, a kingdom that would be established forever. And we know that was Jesus. But it seems like that Davidic line is broken up, that there is no hope for it at this point, because the whole nation has been taken over and sent into exile. But Daniel has this vision that really it was Nebuchadnezzar who had the dream, but then God reveals it to Daniel, and he tells Nebuchadnezzar what it means, and he's talking about these different kingdoms that will come. But then at the end, there is a kingdom that will make all of the others fade away and will consume the whole world, and that is the kingdom of heaven. That is what King Jesus is going to reign over. And so in that vision, we see this idea. And let me read a short part of this for you. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, it says, "In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed. And that kingdom will not be left for another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, but it will itself endure forever." So again, there's that eternal kingdom. And what's so big about this is we just left this scene with David, right? And his family being blessed. And then it just went downhill. I mean, there were some good times after that, right? But it goes downhill to where the nation breaks apart. And then even those pieces that were broken apart both get taken over and sent into exile. And it can seem like all hope is lost. And look, guys, this is a great reminder that when it may look like all hope is lost, God still has hope for us. There is a purpose and a plan, as Jeremiah says, right? Good plans that he has for us. And sometimes we can't see it, but there is still hope. And in this season, let that be a reminder, right? That there is hope. Sometimes it may seem out of reach to bring certain people together. It may seem out of reach to have reconciliation. It may seem out of reach to bring everybody on the same page. Unity may seem out of reach. It may seem like there's too many obstacles, too many people pushing back on it. But don't lose hope, because God still has a purpose. He still has a plan, and he is still at work, even as we saw within that heavy, dark time within Israel's history during that exile. God was at work. He was not fazed. He knew what he was bringing about. And we can now rejoice that we see more clearly what he was bringing about, because the king has been born, and we get to celebrate that this season. Merry Christmas to you, and may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.